Surviving Life with the Vambellis is about a Christian perspective on everyday challenges surrounding work, family, and marriage.
The aim of this program is to equip you through the use of scripture with the right survival tools for life and all that it brings.
You're with Danny Vambelli right now on Impact Radio 103 FM. I'm coming to you live in studio and I am alone. I know that is a bit different. We're normally together with my wife, Letitia Vambelli, on a Tuesday evening. But she will be taking a little bit of a break. And while she's gone, we are going to make sure that you still have fun and we go into topics that some of you have raised during the course of our time on the show. So we want to take this time to address issues that relate to men, but we are putting a twist in it, okay? To all the women who are listening, you will not be excluded. In fact, the aim is to cater for you, all right? This is going to be called By Men, or By a Man for Women. Why that approach? We're living in a country that has a very high rate of single parent homes. And many times in different homes, you will find that there is no voice that gives the perspective of a man. You know, so there's a lot of questions, a lot of things that may come up in your home, but there isn't really a man to ask what men think. How do men approach certain issues? And, you know, is it really miscommunication or do you just not get it? So I am hoping it's going to be a time that is fun. And for those of you who are tuning in for the first time, please note that today is normally the night where we introduce the topic. And then tomorrow from 11 to 1, we go in and speak on the different topics. And I want to actually ask you guys for a favor. I don't want to guess what topics you would like us to address on this platform. Instead, I would like you to begin to send them to me on 071-364-0376. That's 071-364-0376. So if there are particular questions you have that you'd want to understand, why do men do what they do, how they think, you know, especially from a Christian perspective, because a lot of us, we are still running with information that we got from the world and we're trying to apply it in our relationships within the Christian context. So the first thing I want us to talk on is communication styles. I believe communication between men and women is very, very, very tricky, okay? We say the same thing, but we use different words. And sometimes it can sound like we are fighting when we are just coming from a different perspective. So we want to make sure that in this show, during this couple of weeks that we're going to have together, that we really touch on that. I see TT just sent a message saying biblical leadership in a marriage. So I'm going to make sure biblical leadership in a marriage is one of the topics that we touch on, because we want you prepared for marriage. You know, it doesn't help getting in with superficial expectations and then being disappointed just because you were not prepared. Now, this issue of communication styles, I want us to really focus on why do men tend to be more focused on instrumental tasks and directness, you know, while women are more expressive, attentive, and polite in conversations where that applies. So I want us to grasp how we communicate and also the emotional processing that men go through, why we process things the way that we do. Now, I'll never forget, just as we got married, the first year of our marriage was probably the hardest year ever. You know, because, you know, when you're dating, you go out and after a while, you go separate ways. But when you're married, it's like whether you're upset or you are happy, you need to be together the whole time. And that surprised me. It didn't only catch me off guard, but the mere fact that emotional processing is different between couples. And this actually switches. You know, sometimes you'll find a woman who is more quiet in the relationship and the man who is a talkative one. Yet it switches after hours. You know, you're not who you are in private. And you express yourself differently in public and in private. And I think for my wife, that was really something that she couldn't understand, because she knew me from a public perspective where I'm very talkative. And then when I'm home, I tend to be a bit more quiet. You know, so we need to speak about emotional processing. Another thing that comes out a lot, especially in our field of counseling, it's just our insecurities. How do you deal with the insecurities in your partner? And when they are a man, how do you support them? How do you understand them? And if there's anything specific as well that you've picked up on the insecurities of your partner that you'd like us to address, do send it for us and we will ensure that we touch on that. Something else that's also important is relationship goals. I must tell you that relationship goals, especially those that are created by Instagram, have not been good for us as a people. It's just not been good. And when you're in the counseling space, sometimes you're counseling friends. So you get to hear their perspective of another marriage, and it's never exact. It's never the truth, you know, because couples can portray. No one owes you their truth. No one has to walk around with their problems, you know, on their faces, you know, to console you. You know, so you can find yourself envying a relationship that's also going through the same problems that you are facing, but sometimes just dealing with it in a better way. So we are going to touch on relationship goals, the reality of your expectations of your relationship. And then if you want us to maybe raise things that you've seen in men, be it from your father or your brothers, that you are afraid of facing in another man, we can also touch on that. We're also hoping to go into conflict resolution, okay? Because people handle conflict very differently. And for men and women, it's always a problem. It's always a problem because we are not wired the same. So we have to find a way to find the middle grounds, to come together and make our conflicts work. You know, it's always interesting. You get partners who want to talk about their problems immediately, and then you get those who need to cool off first before talking. Now, the space between the cooling off and the other wanting to speak tends to be where most of the problems happen, because if you don't have the patience to give your partner the opportunity to cool down, and they're thinking, I need to cool down so I don't say something wrong, while the other partner is saying, well, I want you to talk to me. It's a stage we also went through as a couple. So if you are going through that, man, we will surely be able to help you. Now, the biblical perspective of relationship in terms of values such as love, respect, commitment, how does that apply to men in our modern day? we really have to touch on that, because a lot of what we've seen in our homes are communicating a certain expectation that sometimes kill young marriages before they even start. So our heart is that you will, you know, find a biblical perspective that will help you set your expectation in a place that you will not be disappointed. Nonverbal communication. I must say that the nonverbal communication for me as a man is just a place where I think women are way ahead of us. You guys can read. You can read a shrug. You can read a wink. You can read, you know, while sometimes you read too much into it, but you guys are just better than we are. So I believe nonverbal communication is something that we need to understand. What are nonverbal cues, such as nodding, eye contact, touch, you know, and what they can, the role they can play in communication. Because sometimes we get it wrong, especially depending on the kind of family you come out of. You get families that are very expressive, that are physically very, almost touchy. They speak with their hands. They want to touch, they want to feel. And you could get married to someone who comes from a family that's quite opposite, you know. And we're doing all of this because we want to build a strong relationship within the body of Christ. There's just so much talk of divorce that it's almost worrying sometimes, because you're no longer hearing people talking about fixing it. Everyone is focused on their own their own happiness, you know. And once people are unhappy, the first objective is always to move on or to find the next thing that will make them happy. And we believe that is not biblical. And surviving life with the Vambillies, we would like to address this, because we have had problems in our marriage. And all the good marriages we look up to, we found they've all have had to face certain struggles. You know, so if you are listening today and there are things that you'd want us to address, you can send those topics to 071-364-0376. I'm going to repeat that number again, 071-364-0376. And if that does not work, or maybe you want to send us an email and a topic that you really want me to address that has to do with men, you can also send it at info@thevambillies.com, and I'll make sure that we address those topics for you. Okay, so while I'm in studio, I'm actually doing this live in studio. I'm going to take the topics that come in today, and then I will start addressing them tomorrow. The first topic that came in is biblical leadership in marriage. And Titi, I'm going to address that tomorrow between 11 and 1. And I'm also going to really try to paint a picture of what a man should be in a biblical, in his biblical leadership role in marriage. You know, sometimes one of the hardest things is, as a generation of broken homes and a lot of divorce, we're not too sure what the healthy version of leadership looks like. You know, we're always comparing things with the broken version of it. You know, so when we hear people say things like boys will be boys, you've probably heard it when someone was misbehaving. So now when we're speaking manhood, your only idea of boys being boys is connected to maybe your uncle not showing up, or your uncle messing around, or your father making excuses for other men who were misbehaving. So how do we find a healthy place where the next time we say boys, will be boys, you have the right picture to compare with the bad experiences you've had. We live in a world where people say experience is the best teacher. But I want to disagree. If you give me a second, I'll explain, okay? Sometimes your experience can negate an outcome for you. Your experience can give you an expectation without you even walking in obedience or in the direction the Lord is sending you to go. So let's say you are divorced. Immediately, your idea of marriage can become, if you don't take time to heal. So I'm not making a blanket statement for everyone who's divorced. I'm just saying that what we see in society a lot is someone who's gone through a bad divorce can fully lose hope in marriage and begin to advise others from the place that things don't work out. Now, it might have not worked out in your experience, but your experience does not delete every other situation where marriage is worked out. The same goes for good scenarios. You know, you could have the best relationship where you don't fight and, you know, you understand each other completely. That also does not mean that other relationships who are going through problems are worse off than you, or they are not meant to be, or the person made a mistake. We have to accept that everyone is going through their own individual process. And sometimes, especially when you're called to walk a journey with other married couples, the Lord will also allow you guys to go through some stuff. So you're not judging people and you're not coming from a high horse. You know, we all need some humble pie. And I think for us as a couple that is in the counseling space, it was a bit shocking at first, you know, just to realize that, oh man, we also gonna have problems. How are we gonna deal with our problems? You know, can we have problems and still be called, you know, in ministry to walk with other couples? You know, and I'm so grateful that we were surrounded by good Christian couples who we could see have been married 40, 50 years, but at the same time could share with us, look, we had problems. You know, it wasn't always fine. It took time for us to understand each other. It took time for us to understand the language we use to communicate. And I feel that sometimes the lack of good examples makes us lean and wrongly to celebrities. Whenever a celebrity divorce is happening or a celebrity pastor is going through a problem, you find a lot of people are affected because there isn't a lot of good marriages physically around them where they can pull from, where they can learn from. So I'm hoping this platform is going to help you. And from a man's perspective, I really want to share. I want to pour my heart out, allow you guys to ask the difficult questions about men, knowing that this platform or this season is going to be by men for women. We are going to touch on every topic that you pull up, and if you are brave enough to ask, okay? 071-364-0376 is the platform number. So if you just send us your question, we will make sure that we are answering it the next time that I am in studio. And last but not least, I also want to just thank my wife, Letitia. She's taking some time off of radio just for a couple of months, and then she will be back. But during this time, I just want to thank her. It's been such a blessing as a husband to work with my wife on air and just to have her perspective on air and off air, also in ministry. For those of you who know, she's a counselor as well, and she's got a degree in psychology. So she's really passionate about understanding people. So I wanna thank her for our marriage. You know, we do not by any measure have a perfect marriage. We don't believe in perfect marriages, but we believe that God is the center that brings imperfect people together to a place where they can work together perfectly. So I want to thank my wife for her patience and her kindness in our marriage. You know, we take turns. We believe in Proverbs, you read two is better than one, because when the one is down, the other can pull them up. You know, so I've experienced that with my wife in marriage, and there's been times when she's been down and I've had to pull her up. There's been times when I've been down and she's had to pull me up. And I'm not ashamed to say that. And I really wish many more men listening would accept that God puts you together to pull each other up. You know, you don't always have to be strong. You don't always have to have the answers. Sometimes as a couple, you both just have to wait on the Lord and trust Him, you know, to give you guys the answer that is needed in times when maybe the enemy has come in as a flood and things don't make sense. There comes a time when we just need the Lord to give us the strength. So if you are listening and maybe you also know of couples who are struggling, especially those in the first year of their marriage. I know that tends to be one of the roughest times. You can find yourself fighting over toothpaste. Yeah, we fought over toothpaste. My wife wanted me to squeeze it from the back up, and I squeezed my toothpaste from the middle. Small things like that can become big things if you don't choose to outgrow them. And for me, I don't think people always change. I think sometimes marriage is learning how to accept your differences, how to accept that God chose two different people to come together and work as a unit. So Danny Vambili, I'm about to sign out. I just wanted to be in studio today as I give this announcement that Letitia will be taking a break for a while, and I will be dealing with topics that are relevant to you. Martha has just asked, good evening. How can I make an appointment for counseling with Letitia? All right, so Martha, at the moment, we've got a whole team that can help with counseling, but Letitia specifically is not doing counseling at the moment. But myself and Pastor Tony and Pastor Divinity, who are people we've raised up and we've walked with very closely for the last 5 years, are available to give you counseling. So if you are interested in counseling, we are available for you. But we have given Letitia a break. She's just taking a quick break. And then when she is back, she'll continue with some of the cases. So this is the phone number. If any one of you wants counseling, you can always reach us on 081-640-9372. You can send us a WhatsApp. I think that's always easier. We do have people. There's always someone on the phone. We were closed during December, and the first 2 weeks of January were closed. So if you reached out and the responses were a bit slow, forgive us for that. But you'll find that right now we are active, and then we are starting with counseling from the following week. Right, this was Mr. Vambili. Do remember, our WhatsApp number is 071-364-0376 here in studio. If there are topics that you'd want me to touch on, do send it to that number. And we'll see you tomorrow, 11 till 1. I look forward to being with you guys. I look forward to having interesting guests where we'll really have topics that you will enjoy. I don't want it to just be another show. I want it to be as relevant as possible. and we touch on the topics that are good for you. Au revoir. Thank you for tuning in to Surviving Life with the Vambellis. Thank you for joining us on Surviving Life with the Vambellis.
Remember that you can join us every Tuesday at 6 p.m. to hear the entirety of the show, 30 minutes uninterrupted.
And tomorrow from 11 to 1 p.m., you can tune in for our discussions where we get to hear from you and discuss the topic further.
You can WhatsApp us during the live show using 071-364-0376 so that we can hear your opinions, your thoughts, and of course your experiences, and play your voice notes live on air.
And on social media, you can also get us on IG under Impact 103 to be exact. You can also find us on Facebook on Impact Live.
And our personal pages, Surviving Life with the Vambellis, you can just type in at the Vambellis and join all our discussions there as well.
We look forward to having these discussions with you on a weekly basis. Myself, Danny Vambelli, and with my lovely wife,
Letitia Vambelli. This is us signing off. Until next week.
Goodbye.